And I'm Steve Potter. Welcome to Cityscape. Later in today's program, we're going to talk with Jane Smiley about her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, A Thousand Acres. It was named this year as Missouri's Read More Book. Jim Widener is here to preview the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival, and Joe Pollack reviews Echo Theater's The Ugly One and the movie Tokyo. But first, next Saturday evening, New Music Circle presents a mixed media collaboration. As part of the Webster Film Series, please welcome Webster University Professor of Electronic and Photographic Media, Van McElwee, of the Semi-Acoustic Noise Ensemble, and video artist Zlatko Čosić. Welcome to you all. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Van, you are a filmmaker whose work's been shown literally around the world, including The Kitchen in New York. Mm-hmm. Your work, experimental, cutting edge, how would you define it?
Well, I like to use the amazing properties of video in unique ways, and I develop video and sound as two aspects of one composition. And this is a little different than what we have with music video or what we have in movies, in which music is there to augment the visuals. So it's all two parts of one thing to me. And if there's a theme for this show on the 18th, that's pretty much it.
Mike Murphy, next week's mixed media concert is sponsored by New Music Circle, of which you are a member. Or I guess the leader, actually, right?
I am the president this year.
Uh-huh.
I lost the toss.
Could you give me a little bit of background? I see your shirt tells me that New Music Circle has been around for 50 years.
Yes, the New Music Circle has been in St. Louis presenting artists who were new before anyone knew who they were for 50 years. And we started in 1959, and one of our most influential members, Rich O'Donnell, who is recently retired from the St. Louis Symphony, has been in the organization since its inception. And we presented John Cage before anyone knew who he was. We presented Philip Glass before he was Philip Glass.
Hmm.
We catch him before they find out about him, and then they find out about him, and we can't afford him anymore.
I see. That's the way it works. Zlatko Čosić, you are a video artist, and your work's been shown a lot of places: St. Louis International Film Festival, the USA Film Festival, St. Louis Art Museum, also film festivals abroad, right? Like Belgrade, Canada. That's not abroad exactly, is it? But Sweden, also TNA TV in France. And you also did something recently at the Pulitzer, right?
Yeah, I did two projects, The Lights and The Water. And I had two short movies, one called Touch and another one was called Bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of their project for the last 2 years. And I also did the installation of all work, the actual setup of projections.
And I also know you as a video editor for STL TV, of which I'm also affiliated, and everybody down there calls you Z, so that's what I'm going to do for the rest of the program.
That's fine.
A little easier on me. This event next Saturday is an effort to bring, is a collaboration, really, to bring local artists together, Van?
Yes. We wanted to explore in every possible way the possible relationships between experimental video and experimental music. So we're, for example, Zlatko Čosić is creating a live video mix. It'll be a one-of-a-kind event, and Sane is going to make music at the same time. They've been collaborating on this project for a long time. In addition, Holger Lang, an Austrian video artist, is going to show two pieces that by themselves are almost a form of visual music. And again, Sane will perform live original music with those two pieces. We're also going to show work by local filmmaker Roy Zurich. Roy has actually been showing film and video for a number of years, and he's been quite an inspiration to me. He's going to show a piece entitled White Wat that was shot in Thailand. We're going to have a recorded soundtrack by Phong Nam, Thai composer. And then Roy is going to show a piece shot in Cambodia entitled Angkor Zoom. And Rich O'Donnell has really created almost a new type of music to go along with this, and he's going to perform it with an ensemble consisting of himself, Emily Heemeyer, and Deb Summers,
mm-hmm.
all with the idea of the dynamics of the Zoom shot.
So, Z, the you're going to be creating music on the spot.
No, I'm going to create visuals.
That's what I mean. Visuals on the spot, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm going to use different equipment tools like digital switcher, several DVD plugged through, and I'm using a laptop with hundreds of clips I recorded in last year. Uh-huh. And I'm going to mix all live, apply effects, play with the speed, different layering and colors, and all in same time listening sound from Sane and trying to sync, just improvisational mix. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to look kind of like if I imagine a painter painting, listening to some music I would do on the spot, painting with my visuals, motion frames. They're moving, and then I'm just applying the beat of the music.
Yeah, Mike, help me wrap my brain around this a little bit. When we're talking about the visuals, the film part, we're not talking about films of trees and people walking down the street, right?
Well, in some cases, there might be trees and people walking down the street, but they'd be recontextualized in very short clips or perhaps in loops.
Explain that to me, what you mean by that.
If you think of the cut-up method, where you're simply taking film of familiar things and cutting it into very short segments and juxtaposing images, what we've rehearsed with Zlatko is some very familiar images, but juxtaposed and put in context that you wouldn't normally see them in, like a man walking down the street, but he might be at different locations behind himself on the street, uh-huh. interposed with frames of just brilliant yellow.
382-8255, 382-TALK is our number. If anybody has a question or a comment, you're welcome to join us, 382-8255. Van, why don't we sample something from one of your work?
Okay.
This is from one of your films.
Shall I set it up a little
please,
bit?
Please do.
Okay. Two of my pieces are going to premiere, and they're really going to bookend the performance. Alternity is the title of the first one at the beginning, and Liquid Crystal will be at the end. And I'll tell you a little bit about Liquid Crystal before we hear a part of the soundtrack. it was inspired by my a previous trip to Japan and my interest and love of Tokyo in particular. And there are places in Tokyo that are so crowded at night and so brilliantly lit that there are just swarms of people flowing around each other pretty much like water. And they're under the lights of signage, lights of all different sorts, gigantic video screens. They almost use plasma screens as a building material there. And my son and Casper and I, using two cameras, went through the crowd almost like a mobile studio with two cameras. So I was able to have footage from two different points of view on multiple locations of these amazing spaces. And I've been, to give the sense of multiple points of view, I've been cutting back and forth at brainwave frequencies in the alpha and theta range. And I like to think that when the viewer's looking at these, that they will momentarily entrain to that frequency, and it will allow them to look deeper into the mixes, into the artificial spaces that are created by the rapid cutting. I brought in just a bit of the sound, because the sound is cut with the visuals. It's an audio-visual cut. So we can listen to that. I think it'll give a sense of the patterns that I'm talking about.
Thank you.
We're talking with Van McElwee, Mike Murphy, and Zlatko Čosić about a mixed media concert that combines music and film, which is coming up next Saturday at Webster University. Well, that was something. It's a little hard to understand. Tell me this then. Is there a message in this work, or is it not about a message?
No. In my case, it's never about a specific message. There may be a meaning, or there may be meaning, but I think art, video, film can have multiple meanings, like a dream. Mm-hmm. So there's no particular message. I'd rather cast a spell than make a point.
So that's what it's about, a feeling.
It's about a feeling. It's about an experience for the viewer rather than a story about someone else's experience.
Has this type of collaboration between film artists and sound artists, I mean, is this a common thing? Is this unusual?
Not for me.
No?
No, I mean, I do it around with the DJs and different bands and musicians.
New Music Circle has been creating original music for films for many years, and I know the Webster Film Series has a long history of presenting film with live music, and we've been aware of it, and we're very happy to be part of that tradition.
Mm-hmm. I want to read, just to sort of share with our listeners, kind of give them an idea of what this is. Alternity is another piece. It's a 7-minute piece that's going to be in the program. I just want to read the description of it.
I was afraid you were going to.
And because I want people to understand why I'm a little confused, and you're helping me understand it. You really are. But this just, I think, gives an insight into it. This is Alternity, a figure in manifold space. So bear with me on this. And then would you comment on this after I read it?
Sure.
This is describing this 7-minute piece. The vanishing point of linear perspective is expanded to a plane. This allows all of the potential events within that vanishing point to mingle freely on the surface of the screen. Local sounds blend and shift. The expanded horizon causes reverberating fractures in time. Multiple realities branch and flow through one another, creating a sponge space of possibilities. Those are your words.
Okay. Did I write that?
Yes, you did.
Well, linear perspective, of course, which is what we experience when we're standing on a railroad track and we look and we see the lines vanishing to a point.
Uh-huh.
This is a way of perceiving things that people have always had, but they historically were not aware of until the Renaissance. So purely in a sense of play, I wondered, what would it look like if we took that vanishing point and expanded it to a plane to fill the screen? And I imagined, I fantasized that all of the possible events, the variations of those events along that infinite line, would be free to mingle on the screen. So I've used primarily downward-looking shots of people moving in a plaza sort of space, and they pass through one another. Sometimes they one person will move in several directions at the same time. So I'm really going about to illustrate this imaginary image. And the sponge space really has to do with the sort of density that I imagined with the scenario in which you have multiple chambers leading off in all directions.
Mike, let's hear something from Sane. We have a couple of cuts. What would you like us to hear? Would you set that up?
Track two, if you will, and then I can comment afterwards.
All right. Thank you. Well, it takes you somewhere. I'm not sure where, but somewhere. Well,
it takes you to the left and the right. I want to comment on what a beautiful stereo mix you guys get. When the things pan back and forth, I actually heard, oh, my God, yes, he did pan that. I want to say first and foremost that SANE is an improvising organization. And improvising is a very, very broad field, and I think it's certainly underrated and misunderstood quite a bit, because it's not just about sitting down and doing whatever you feel like. In fact, we consider it the form of music that requires the most from the musician because it forces you to listen with extreme concentration to the other players.
Like jazz.
Well, and we even with less structure imposed than jazz does.
Yeah.
So in a way, you're really just on the court with your shoes and a ball, and it's up to you to make the game. And so it's critical in SANE that the players really have a great deal of empathy for one another. And I'd like to introduce, SANE is by no means my band. I'm the leader in the sense that I sort of organize the administrative details, but I have Tori Starbuck and his wife Venus Slick, who are well known, especially in the dance world, doing accompaniment for dance performances. I have Dr. Bruce... Oh my God! Yeah, Dr. Bruce. I know it's Dr. Bruce McLaughlin from Illinois. He's the percussionist, and Tony Engelhart, who is at the tender age of 17 years old, and just showed an incredible facility for this kind of music. And so we had to grab him. And I'd like to point out that I'm nearly three times his age. So this calls people from...
You didn't have to admit that.
Oh, sorry. That's right. We're on radio. And I'm also devilishly handsome.
Let me just jump in. See, so you sort of do with video what Mike does with music.
Kind of. I do have... I prepare my stuff, my clips, and I have some idea what I'm going to do, but it all depends on his music.
And you've collected your video clips from your travel around the world, right?
Yeah, I shot some in France and Croatia, Bosnia, New Mexico recently, and Missouri.
Yeah. What do you look for?
Anything that looks interesting to me. And then later I come up with the idea how I'm going to superimpose stuff and how I'm going to apply effect on it. Mm-hmm. But it's unique stuff to me, from nature to people, architecture, water, different kind of textures.
Go ahead, man.
I think of Slotko's work as being highly tactile, which is a term that Marshall McLuhan would use, I think. And that's a very apt description of what this kind of sound that SANE is capable of producing, a very dense, complex, rich mix. So it should be a wonderful synesthetic experience.
New Musica Circle and the Webster Film Series are collaborating in this mixed media concert, which combines music and film. This will be next Saturday, a week from Saturday, April 18th, 7:30, at Webster University's Winifred Moore Auditorium on Lockwood. If you'd like more information, you can call 567-5384. If you go to kwmu.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the New Music Circle's website. And Z, you also have a website too.
Yeah, it's zlatkociosic.com.
Mm-hmm. That's ZLAKOCOSIC, right? And just a few seconds left, Van. Anything you want to say about tickets or what people need to know ahead of time?
Aside from rumors to the contrary, tickets are actually, because it's part of the Webster University's film series, going to be at the rate of from $4 to $6. And I believe they're free for
Webster students.
Webster students.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Very interesting.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Eye-opening, as a matter of fact. Ear-opening, I guess I should say. Van McElwee, Mike Murphy, and Zlatko Ćosić, thank you so much for being here. This is Cityscape on 90.7 KWMU. Still to come, author Jane Smiley and Jim Widener will be here to preview the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival. All that ahead. This is 90.7 KWMU.